How effective is vagus nerve stimulation for epilepsy?
In clinical trials, about 33 to 40% of patients saw their seizure frequency drop by at least half. However, it's important to manage expectations, as fewer than 3% of patients become completely seizure-free with VNS alone.
Which side's vagus nerve is used for VNS?
We use the left vagus nerve because it has less of an effect on the heart compared to the right side.
Now, we turn to neurosurgical options for patients with refractory epilepsy. What percentage becomes seizure-free after anterior temporal lobectomy?
About 70% of patients will become seizure-free after this procedure. The success rates are generally even higher if there was a clearly visible lesion on the preoperative imaging.
What percentage of refractory temporal lobe epilepsy harbors neoplasms?
When we look at the pathology after surgery, we find that about 10 to 20% of these refractory cases actually involve a brain tumor.
Now, we continue our discussion on neurosurgical interventions and the evaluative procedures for epilepsy surgery. What is the WADA test?
The WADA test, also known as intracarotid amobarbital procedure, involves injecting a sedative into one carotid artery at a time. This allows us to temporarily put to sleep one hemisphere of the brain so we can evaluate the language and memory functions of the other side. It's a vital step in surgical planning to ensure we don't cause significant cognitive deficits.
What is the most common pathology in mesial temporal lobe epilepsy?
That would be mesial temporal sclerosis, often referred to as hippocampal sclerosis. It involves a specific pattern of neuronal loss and scarring within the hippocampus.
What is the role of corpus callosotomy?
This is a palliative surgical procedure where the connection between the two brain hemispheres is severed. It doesn't usually stop all seizures, but it is particularly effective at reducing drop attacks or atonic seizures, which can be very dangerous for the patient.
What defines medically refractory epilepsy in the context of surgical evaluation?
Usually, a patient is considered medically refractory if they have failed at least two appropriately chosen and tolerated anti-seizure medications. At that point, the chance of a third medication providing complete seizure control is less than 5%, so we start looking at surgical options.